Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jim Reed, and welcome to Benedict Jim's bi-monthly radio program. Speaking about God's Word from a transgender perspective. And how is everybody today? I trust your day has gone well. I am sorry for being coming on late. I had some technical difficulties. You know, I just stayed with us. I just pray in the time remaining that we'll be able to share it. Come get and share something with you. My name is Genevieve, and this is Genevieve's Jones. I'd like to have a question, though. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in God as a master of impossibilities? Have there been things in your life where, you know, you didn't think there was a way, and then suddenly a way came? Well, there's nothing new about this. Runs through scriptures. One of the things about God is God can go past all boundaries, not bound by time, not bound by gravity, not bound by tradition or ingenuity. There are examples in scripture. You know, God transcending all boundaries. One of them is Moses. You know, when God said, instructed him to lead people out of Israel. An unlikely person, maybe. But God chose him. And it was a monumental task. And God wrote in the instructions. No, it wasn't easy, but, you know, he carried it through. Gideon was another step. He defeated the Midianites with only 300 men. For sure, he asked questions of why. One of the other, I think about people like Martin Luther King, who went through all things going down to the South. He went up against the system. I believe only through the grace of God he was able to go through that. He suffered a lot of things. He grew up back. He suffered a lot of things. And people did, you know, there was a lot of loss, but God had a plan. And he was able to accomplish much. It's the same thing with us. God can do a lot of things in our lives. Another one I just thought about was the woman with the issue of blood. She went to many doctors, and none of them did anything for her. And, you know, finally she was at her wit's end, and she heard Jesus was in town. So she, in spite of all her, you know, in spite of what tradition back then was about women, you know, she was bound and determined to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And what it was is God had healed her. And Jesus had healed her. She knew that Jesus healed her because she felt it in her body. Many examples of Jesus healing, you know, healing a leper, blind Bartimaeus as well. He gave him his sight. The man who picked up his mat and went home after he could, God had healed him because he had never walked. Later on, go with a man of 40 years, Peter, and went there and touched him. He commanded the man to stand up, and the man got up. Now, I believe that God sees the potential in every one of us. Others may see it, maybe you don't. So how, you might ask, well, how does I comes from a poor country, for example? Would the odds stack against how some of them can come and do mighty works? I believe there are a lot of, God does a lot of impossibilities in everyday life. This is where we, this is where, God sees us where we are. He doesn't, he doesn't hold back because you have a big faith, or, we don't have status, or we don't have a, don't have the looks or things like that. God doesn't look at those. God only looks at what's inside man or woman. One of the beautiful things about God is God is bringing us to a place that maybe we can be. He did do something for Jesus, and he was better. But I want to. Not the same to us. Sometimes we can't. We believe that we can't do it. Simply because of our own limitations. God sees beyond our own. My life, I think one of the possibilities is that I never thought that I would, salvation, I never thought of it. And in his own time, his place, I did hopefully say that I would be correct. Brother said, fine. One of the other ones who reconciling my faith, I see in France. Spirituality, I wasn't part of my life. Even growing up, I was a child, it was a school that there was something greater than me. Something greater to see. And when I realized that I was planned, I had wondered, is this out of my being planned, out of the faith? When I admitted to myself that I was planned, I began a process that came out as process. I didn't feel any condemnation. I didn't feel any shame or guilt. God, I really was just part of God's plan. But He knew all along that, for instance. And the many years later, I read the song. So I read the song. And that was a beautiful spiritual freedom. That was a very intense life. You know, I mean, I believe when I first came out, I knew that purpose. That was no question about it. But it was a few years later. I was the only afraid one day I was still. And so I could say, falls on my heart. Said to God, I love you. I love you. I love you. Then, like, writing a parent versus your family, so that's a great spot. A great, I had a fun day as a host. And he was one of the wonderful that he knew the world of being in the society that was being in it. And who God acknowledged for. I was shocked. They, you know, accept the Christ as a gift to me. There are many people who have been accepted. You know. And a side I like to point out is that God created us as we are to love Him. When we come to Him, we accept Christ in our life. Oh, He will, you know, He'll heal us. He'll heal us so much spiritually. You know, I'm sure some of you have physical healing. He is such. And I've met him many times before, but there is no throwaway side either. If you're a person, you're a person from the LGBT or community, so God loves you. One of the other aspects, I think, one of the other things about you is the ministry, I think. Women were active part of it. Not everyone was all society, you know, but the whole societal limitation as far as women were the prophet. Women were a part of it. And much later on, I was all Jesus, you know, the women had their own candy. Women did a lot of things. The society thought they worked. You know, this wasn't right. And it's sad, very sad. I think about what it's really happened. It's a lot. There are a lot of the things that I'd like to ask this. Can you ever think of something that you do now that you never thought you would do in the past? Or that some of you like it in the past, some of you that gave you the strength to speak of some of the trials? Was before maybe you backed off and ran in, transitioning maybe going to college, maybe being with others, and many things, you know, a lot of things. I'm glad we opened up those. And I had it in the night. And, you know, I started writing poetry. I started writing poetry years ago. Before that, I had just a poem through life. That would have been amazing. You know, since then I've written maybe over 200 poems. And I never thought that I could write. I never thought I could write poems on a consistent basis. And there were other things in my life that I was able to do. Thankful to God. Just thank God for this. And I just went out and that God made plans to grow. They went against the whole society. What society thought about women. And the people who read it, and who went through a lot of stuff, dark side of it. And there's so many of them, pretty sure there's that in real life. So you didn't think you didn't see any possibility of that. God's saying right now, you can open up doors and close like this. You know, you can say, limit God, you know, but be limited by your taboo, physical limitations, cultural taboo, your doubts. One thing I share, you know, my transition is the thing. That I had one thing about my friends is that I had nothing else to fall back on. You know, I didn't know that I was cancer. I was in my big gift. And, you know, I didn't have a key to go back to. No walk to go back to. I had nothing to fall back on. Nothing. No point of reference. So the only thing I could do is move ahead. Was it frightening? Yes. Did I understand everything? No. God took me all the way. Bring me all the way. Until the day came, and I did feel recognized that being a friend, who I was, and part of the life. And just remember, you know, whenever and many examples. And I pray that today, you know, you feel something great, you give yourself to God. So, believe it. Believe that God. And I'd like to thank you today for this time. This is Genevieve. If you have any thoughts, you can post them on my site, on my Facebook, and get me ready. And if you like to call them. And this is Genevieve. Praise you, have any wonderful first things.